can forward one of those. Just send me an email. LifeMedical.us, click on send an email, and I'll send it. In kids, a lot of very good results. And, of course, it's somewhat counterintuitive because, it's a psychoactive drug, and you don't want to put kids on psychoactive drugs if possible. There's some information that it may slow down their thinking and, brain development and all that. And, that's always a concern. But in a lot of conditions in kids, already psychoactive drugs are used. The drugs affecting brain, and in many cases, cannabis seems to be safer and has less side effects than those. And specifically, we're thinking of conditions like autism, seizures, Tourette syndrome, where they have tics and swear, and PTSD sometimes in kids, and some other things. For autism, it's just tremendous. I've had a few kids in mild autism. They do very well. It helps them to actually concentrate and do way better in school, which is kind of, again, counterintuitive, but that's what I'm seeing. They get much better grades because they can now focus on their work. It obviously helps them sleep and be less anxious. Like with adults and everybody. Heavier degrees of autism, kids are way easier to manage and they become more social. I've had kids who actually communicate better, they talk more. So it's a lot of the time it's very good, but it needs to be used cautiously, and that's what the pharmacists are for, because they adjust the medication, the doses, and make sure there's no side effects. I want to tell a little heartwarming story about one of my cannabis kids, and I actually spoke with him on Friday. He is now in high school. He has PTSD. He's been on cannabis now for about 4 or 5 years, and prior to that, he says he kept on juggling different drugs, and they would give him side effects, and then he would get other drugs for side effects, and it was not working well for him at all. And since cannabis, is doing way better. He is much calmer. He is sleeping great. And now he wanted me to help him with a school project. And he is actually doing a school project on medical cannabis in high school.
Ooh.
That was kind of fun. He was a little concerned that it's a little bit unconventional in high school talking about cannabis. I did my best to reassure him. Basically, I told him, look, you may actually save some lives here, because it's all about education. And we are often able to replace other much more dangerous drugs with cannabis, and lives could be saved. I actually told him last week these numbers came out. The opioid epidemic everybody knows about.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, we've crossed 100,000 people dying from ODs from opioids this year, and it keeps growing. And these people are on opioids a lot of the time because the doctors put them on it for pain, and then the doctors don't want to give any more, and people are already addicted, and they keep on taking it, and then now they're buying it on the street, and the street drugs, of course, are very dangerous, and who knows what's in it. We know
fentanylism,
and that kills people. And it would be way better to use cannabis for chronic pain than opioids, and that never kills anybody. It's way safer. So that's what I explained to him. I told him, look, you just do the project. I'll help you. You may save some lives there. And, that was great. And he's doing great in school, and he's socially great, and it's all due to cannabis. Seizures. I have kids who are no longer having seizures because cannabis helps them, and the other drugs did not help as well. So it's all great. And of course, in adults, PTSD, pain, all of that is helped very well. Sleep apnea, So there you go. If anybody has any questions, take a look at our webpage, lifemedical.us. Go to medical marijuana. And there's a patient results link on that page. Just click on that and see what patients are saying. And basically, these are my patients. They told me that, and I copied and pasted from their case notes so people can gauge the responses. Yeah, and you know, we have other information there, and of course the link to the Office of Medical Cannabis to make public comments. So go make public comments. That's important. Make sure that the rules are to our liking.
No question.
Yeah, it's important.
We'll get it done, Dr. Merman. Everybody's doing. I got to mention one thing to you, Doc, before you go here, because people ask me about this all the time. Because I've been on THC now for a few years, to sleep and all the rest of it, and they say, "Well, yeah, but I mean, cannabis always made me really hungry, and I'd like to lose some." Well, I've lost 101 pounds in the last 3 years since I went on THC. 101 pounds. Yeah. So it does not make me hungry. It actually helps me a lot with it.
Yeah, because when you sleep better. There are certain hormonal changes that happen in your body, and you become less hungry and happier and calmer. And of course, you're feeling better overall because you're, you know, better rested. And I've seen many people lose weight. This is quite common.
Yep.
And I don't see people gaining weight on cannabis. What's interesting, I've seen a couple with a, like minor weight gain, like maybe 5 or 6 pounds. But I've seen people losing over 100 pounds like you. You know, my record, like I've said last time, I think it's 180 pounds in one guy in 2 years.
God, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, young man, I got to stop by and see you one of these days. I'm going to come by your office and annoy you. It's going to be great.
Yeah, do that. Make sure I'm there. I'm working from home a lot of the time now.
Yeah, that's right. You were telling me that.
I like this COVID thing, I tell you.
let us
work from home. You know, I talk to people all day and, you know, relax. It's wonderful.
All right, we'll go back to bed, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Dr. Merman.
Thank you. All the best to everybody.
Have a great day, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Merman, Dr. Jacob Merman, Life Medical over there on Excelsior Boulevard. Really a great spot. But, yeah, people ask me about that all the time. But, no, it doesn't make me hungrier. It actually helps me not eat as much because you're much calmer. So it'd be a good thing. And I know when I heard, by the way, you guys, the three of you thinking when he said, you know, a lot of people in radio are very calm and even keel. I know you were thinking of me when he said that. And, you know, right?
Right.
Right.
You're right, Tom. Yeah. Yeah. That's all we have to say.